cultic honors for Queen Apollonis of Pergamon, displaying and those in the Dionysion. On the day, the sacred and the public magistrates shall assemble, both those in the city and those in the countryside, and there shall be a truce between everyone on this day. The priest of Aphrodite and the goddess Apollonis Oisebis and the priestess of Apollonis and Queen Stratonike shall take care of the sacrifices, along with the president and the Hierapoioi and the other magistrates. And after the prayers and the libations and the sacrifices have been completed, the free-born boys shall sing an altar hymn, and the maidens chosen by the supervisor of education shall perform a dance and sing a hymn. In future, the Timuchoi and the generals in office each year shall see to it that the altar hymn is sung by the boys, the hymn is sung by the maidens, and the dance is performed. And in addition to the other honors voted to the goddess Apollonis, an altar of the goddess Apollonis Oisebis Apobatyria shall be established in the most prominent place in the agora, and a sacrifice shall be performed on it. Apollonis of Kutsikos, the wife of King Attalos I of Pergamon and mother of his successors, Oimenes II and Attalos II. She won public sympathy by fulfilling many benefactions. After her death in 159 BC, or a little earlier, she was divinized by the Teians, who embedded her cult to that of Aphrodite. A new altar was built for the divinized queen on the spot where she once came ashore on her visit in Teos. This document gives some details of how her cult was to be practiced every year. You can visit our website for more information.